The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days were completed before their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer, and coming forward at that time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
This feast day of the presentation doesn't always fall on Sunday, so that's why we don't do what we did at the beginning of Mass every single year. And so it's a blessing when it does fall on Sunday, we can have a little more solemnity to the Mass, but also celebrate together this beautiful and important feast day of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. My eyes have seen your salvation. My eyes have seen the Christ. My eyes have seen the truth of the revelation of God to the world, Jesus our Lord. Simeon proclaims today, "My eyes have seen the salvation of God." So let's talk about Simeon. He was a man of trusting faith in God. It says in the gospel that he would see the Messiah before his death, revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. So Simeon was a man who had been anointed by God and now was part of the plan of salvation for the world. When Jesus came into the temple with Mary and Joseph, not only did this time come to fulfillment for Simeon, But he also knew immediately that this was him. This was the Messiah. There was an interior knowing that the Messiah, the Christ, was now in his presence. God is with us, and he is faithful. And so the song of Simeon is simple and beautiful. My eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. Simeon proclaims that his eyes have seen the salvation of God, and this same revelation of God comes to us every day. And it happens in ordinary places, events, and experiences of our lives. What keeps us from seeing Jesus? For us, what keeps us from really seeing Jesus each day? Well, we distract ourselves with the images of the world, and it makes it hard to see Jesus. We keep ourselves occupied with the secular, modern way of thinking. We forget to stop and listen. We forget to stop and watch, to stop and see the power of God working in our lives. God is moving, and he works and reveals his eternal mercy in simple ways, and we need to pay attention. He shows up and hopes that we notice him as he truly is. Emmanuel, God is with us. Simeon was paying attention. He was paying attention in prayer in the temple, awaiting the coming of this moment. But of course, there was another holy prophet in the temple awaiting the salvation of God. Anna was there, praying, fasting, adoring God. And as Jesus was brought into the temple, she also had this interior awareness, this interior grace by the Holy Spirit. And in this moment, the Holy Spirit granted her the power and the desire to evangelize. What does it say that Anna does almost immediately? It says that she began to speak about the child to everyone. Everyone awaiting the redemption of Israel. Here it is. Anna proclaims the truth and glory of Jesus. Jesus needs to be presented again in our world. Jesus needs to be proclaimed and presented now more than ever. In our world, in our lives, in our hearts, a world that does not know Jesus is a lost world. A world that does not have that interior voice of the Holy Spirit guiding them to all that is good and true and beautiful. All that has been created by God. If a world doesn't have this, it is a lost world. A world that does not pray or worship or adore or praise the Lord is a lost world. And so Jesus needs to be presented, proclaimed. We need to go and tell people about the love of God. People need to see the light. As Simeon proclaimed, my eyes have seen the salvation of God. He has seen the light, the truth of Jesus. You can be that light, the person that brings the light of Christ to others. It's why we bless and light the candles today on this feast. Unfortunately, I have to ask you to put the candles back after Mass, but we need those plastic things. We need enough candles for everybody, all five Masses. But we all have candles. We all have places of devotion. We all know that when we see that candle in church, it means something. It's not just a decor or something that makes our house smell good. It needs to be meaningful, meaning that light is the light I have to proclaim to every soul. Jesus Christ. The light of these candles represents the light of Jesus. It is simple. Be the light of Christ in the world. The praise, the name, and the power of God, proclaim it to the ends of the earth. The name of Jesus is not heard enough. The name of Jesus is not heard enough in our world. And we know that the name of Jesus has power. The power to save souls. The power to drive out demons. The power to heal whatever ails you. In the name of Jesus, we are whole. Take your candle. Take your faith in Jesus. Take your lives to the cross and say to the world, my eyes have seen the salvation of God. Jesus Christ, my Lord, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.